Hello Hope Singapore, wherever you are today. Hello Hope Global, wherever you are in the globe today. And to our dear friends who are joining us for the first time, welcome to church. It is wonderful to have you with us today. As we know, our world is still in the midst of an intense war against an unseen enemy, the COVID-19 virus. And in Singapore, we are still in the midst of the circuit breaker measure, where most workplaces are closed and most students are staying at home. I'm sure that it is not easy at all for everybody to be stuck at home 24/7. Perhaps you have seen this little comic. Husbands are being scolded by their wives every day, thus praying that they will be able to go back to work. Children are being scolded by their moms every day, thus praying that they will be able to go back to school. I guess the content creator is obviously a man. Ladies, please forgive him. He is too stressed out from staying at home. Shall we pray together? Dear Lord, today is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today I pray for people who are sick. Please heal and restore their bodies in Jesus' name. Today I pray for those who are facing some marital or relational conflicts. Please heal and restore their relationships with your perfect love. And today we ask you to release the ministry of the Word and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Please touch our hearts and transform our lives in ways that only you can do. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we are continuing with our Under One Roof series. Last week, Pastor Eugene talked about remaining secure while being shaken. He encouraged us to serve the Lord as a family. Today we will talk about honoring our parents. Filial piety is generally an important belief and practice for Asian families. For Chinese families, the idea follows from the fact that parents give life to their children and provide for them food, education, and material needs. After receiving all these benefits, children are thus forever in debt to their parents. In order to acknowledge this eternal debt, children must respect and serve their parents all their lives. This sounds good and right. However, what does the Bible say about it? Let us turn to the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments. The Bible first recorded the fifth commandment in Exodus 20, as God was preparing the Israelites for a new life in the Promised Land. Unfortunately, that generation of Israelites did not manage to enter the Promised Land due to their repeated faithlessness in God. They perished in the desert. Many years later, Moses was reminding a new generation of Israelites about the fifth commandment as he was preparing them for a new life in the Promised Land. This is recorded in Deuteronomy 5:16. Let me read for you Deuteronomy 5:16. Please feel free to read it together with me wherever you are today. Deuteronomy 5:16. Honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. The title of my message this morning is Honoring Our Parents. The text is Deuteronomy 5:16. From this one verse, we can learn two reasons why we should honor our parents. Why should we honor our parents? Firstly, we should honor our parents because it is a command. Point number one, it is a command. Verse 16a. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you. We should honor our parents simply because God has commanded us to do so. When God commands us to do something, He expects our wholehearted obedience, whether we agree with the commandment or not. By the way, the fifth commandment is not honor other people's fathers and mothers. The commandment is honor your father and your mother. Some people may find it easier to honor other people's fathers and mothers for various reasons. But the fifth commandment specifically instructs us to honor our own parents. By the way, the commandment is honor your father and your mother, full stop. It doesn't say honor your father and your mother when they are worthy of honor. It doesn't say honor your father and your mother when they have been wonderful parents. It doesn't say honor your father and your mother when you can get along well with them. No, it says honor your father and your mother, full stop. It is a simple and direct command with no condition attached. It commands us to honor the positions of parenthood, even if the person may be less than worthy to receive honor. Why does God want us to honor the position of parenthood in a family unit? One reason God wants children to honor the position of parenthood is for them to learn to submit to authority. Parental authority is the first authority children would learn in their lives. When children learn to submit to their parents' authority, it would be easier for them to submit to other authorities in their lives. When authority is exercised with love and wisdom at homes, it would lead to the formations of stable family units. Stable family units would then lead to the formations of a stable nation. Another reason God wants children to honor the position of parenthood is also for children to eventually learn to submit to God's authority in their lives. Children who have not learned to submit to parental authority would have a hard time submitting to God's authority in their lives. Honor your father and mother. The Hebrew word for honor here is kabed, which means make heavy or give weight. We are to give weight to our parents. We are not to take them lightly. We are to value them greatly. Now, the meaning of honor is clear, but the applications is a little complex. What does honoring our parents look like in our day-to-day life? The answer differs, partly depending on the culture we are part of. Fortunately, there are some clear practical examples in the Bible, and it will bring greater clarity if we categorize the examples according to the dynamic of relationships between children and parents. The first dynamic of relationship is the relationship between young children and their adult parents. Young children and adult parents obey. Young children can honor their adult parents by obeying them. Ephesians 6, 1-3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Apostle Paul made it very clear that when children obey their parents, they honor them. Even the Lord Jesus obeyed his parents as a young boy. Luke 2:51a. Then he, Jesus, went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, his parents. It is clear that young children are expected to obey their adult parents. understand that today's service is not targeted at young children. However, I believe that some young children are probably listening to this message, including my 8-year-old son. So children, please know that God wants you to obey your parents. With God, you can do it. And your obedience will bring blessings to your life. Parents with young children, I've discovered that teaching children to obey is one of the hardest things to do in life, especially if they are boys. Have you made the same discovery? I've lost count the number of times I disciplined my child for his disobedience using various discipline methods, which include reflection time and withdrawal of privileges. I've lost count the number of times I explained to my child about the value of obedience through Bible stories or through a one-point sermon. And through it all, I tried to refrain from using the phrase, "How many times have I told you?" But after teaching the same lesson again and again for years, sometimes I couldn't help it but just say it. "Son, how many times have I told you about this?" This year, God was showing me the importance of being patient and persistent in teaching my child to obey. For many years, I was teaching my son not to use the term gang to refer to his group of close friends. I told him to use the term club or team instead. I kept teaching him about this, and my son kept disobeying me, and I kept disciplining him. For some reason, he really liked the term gang, or perhaps he just didn't want to be the odd one out among his friends. However, thankfully, there was a breakthrough this year. One day he reported to me that he told his friends not to use the term gang anymore. He told them to use the term team instead. And amazingly, his friends accepted his proposal. My child also told me that one day his friend forgot about it and used the term gang again. So, my child reminded his friend about it, and his friend accepted the correction willingly. I was astounded by the story. That little breakthrough brought much encouragement to my heart. It may have taken years for my child to finally obey me on the matter, but he eventually obeyed, and I praise God for it. Parents of young children, we must not give up in teaching our children obedience, because it is important for them to obey their parents, not for our sake, but for their sake. I believe that when we teach our children obedience with both tender love and tough love, we will eventually see the fruit. The fruit may not come very quickly for some children, but we must persist and persevere. We want our children to obey because God has commanded them to honor their parents through their obedience. We want them to obey so that they would learn to submit to the various authorities God has placed over them. We want them to obey so that they would eventually learn to submit to God's authority in their lives, which would help them place their faith in Jesus, not just as their Savior, but also as the Lord of their lives. The first dynamic of relationship is the relationship between young children and their adult parents. The second dynamic of relationship is the relationship between adult children and their adult parents. Adult children and adult parents respect. Earlier on, I quoted from Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Let me show you Ephesians 6, 1 again. Ephesians 6, 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The Greek word for children here is a general term for children and is not limited to a specific age group. However, there seems to be a consensus that it refers to any child still living in the home and under parental guidance. This implies that adult children who are no longer under parental guidance and no longer living with their parents may not be required to obey their parents. This is clearly the case when a man gets married. The Bible tells us that he would leave his father and mother and be united with his wife. Together, they would form a new family unit. The implications of a new family unit is that they are no longer under their parents' authority. I mentioned earlier that as a young boy, Jesus was obedient to his parents. However, when he reached adulthood, he entered into a new dynamic of relationship with his family members. For instance, Jesus did not allow his mother and siblings to hold him back from fulfilling God's purpose in his life. Jesus also taught others that we should not allow our parents and siblings to hold us back from following God fully. What I'm saying is that there is a limit to obedience. We do not need to obey our parents when they are asking us to do something which is contrary to the word of God. We do not need to obey our parents when they are stopping us to do what God wants us to do. As adult children, we may not need to obey our parents for various reasons. However, while there is a limit to obedience, there is no limit to respect. Respect is one major way adult children can honor or give weight to their adult parents. Leviticus 19:3-8. Each of you must respect your mother and father. Exodus 21:17. Anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. That's pretty strong. I'm not sure if anybody was really put to death for cursing their parents in the Old Testament. But the message is very clear. We are to respect our parents. Even if we need to disobey our parents for a valid reason, we need to do it respectfully. How can we then respect our parents? We can respect our parents by listening to them. We may not agree with what they say, but we need to respect them by listening to what they have to say. They may be telling us the same story again and again, but we need to respect them by listening to the story again. We can also respect our parents by being courteous. I don't think it is ever right to say demeaning words to our parents, regardless of our personality or culture. I don't think it is ever right to shout at our parents, even if they used to shout at us in the past. We can respect our parents by the words we say and by how we say those words. The COVID-19 season could be a challenging season for many families in Singapore and globally. As people are confined into their houses in a prolonged manner, more frictions are bound to happen. If our parents are living with us, we may find more frictions with them during this season of time. It is good, therefore, to remind ourselves to continue to respect our parents by being courteous with them, even as we navigate through the frictions. We can also respect our parents by valuing their life experiences, even if we do not agree with their beliefs and perspectives. It has been said that even a broken clock is right twice a day. This is so true. Even if our parents are the most traditional and the most uneducated parents on earth, there are things, there are still good things we can learn from them. We need to value their life experiences, even if we do not agree with many of their beliefs and perspectives. Parents of young children, I believe that it is also important for us to teach our young children to respect us as their parents. What I've discovered with young children is that action precedes belief. If we want our children to be respectful, then we would need to teach them some respectful actions. It may be tedious to make sure that they say their please and thank you. It may sound old school for making sure that they speak to us respectfully. But unfortunately, there is no shortcut if you want to raise respectful children. We need to start by teaching them some respectful actions and enforce it accordingly. Ever since my child was a baby, I could tell that he was rather aggressive. When he started his kindergarten, the school principal told me that he was a vocal child. In his kindergarten, he was once disciplined for being a bully. As my child was growing up, we persistently taught him how to say his please and thank you, even before he was able to speak. And thankfully, he did learn how to say his please and thank you. One day, he was in a lift, and being an aggressive and vocal child, he could be pretty bossy. As such, as he was pressing the open button of the lift, he said this to a group of strangers. "Please, go out!" Wow, thankfully we taught him how to say his please. Otherwise, he would have said, "Go out!" Parents of young children, let us persevere to raise respectful children together. And once again, we do this not for our sake, but for their sake. The second dynamic of relationship is the relationship between adult children and their adult parents. The third dynamic of relationship is the relationship between adult children and their aging parents. Adult children and aging parents care. Young children need to honor or give weight to their adult parents by obeying them. Adult children need to honor or give weight to their adult parents by respecting them. Last but not least, adult children need to honor or give weight to their aging parents by caring for their needs. The Bible clearly implies in 1 Timothy 5 that we need to provide for our parents' physical needs. 1 Timothy 5:8. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Jesus provided a wonderful example by giving weight to Mary's needs before he died on the cross. John 19:25-27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. This is fascinating. Jesus was in the midst of fulfilling his life missions on earth. He was in the midst of fulfilling the incredibly important task of saving the world. Yet, in the midst of it, he took time to give weight to his mother's need by asking his beloved disciple to look after her into her old age. Likewise, we need to honor our parents by caring for their physical needs. Now, the truth is that many of us do not have an issue with caring for our parents' physical needs. This is ingrained in the Asian culture and likely in many other cultures too. However, I believe that we are to care for our parents' deeper needs as well. Perhaps you have heard of this quote. Love your parents. We are so busy growing up, we often forget they are also growing old. And for parents of young kids, or even parents of adult kids, we can modify the quote this way. We are so busy watching our kids growing up, we often forget that our parents are also growing old. Could it be that we are too busy growing up or watching our kids growing up that we unintentionally forget that our parents are growing old and that they have some deeper needs? A deeper need that aging parents may have is the need for fellowship. If our aging parents have retired, they would have a lot of free time. They may long to have a quality chat with their children, but often their children are too busy with their own lives. I'm guilty of this. My parents and I live in two different countries. My parents live a productive life in Indonesia, while I live a busy life in Singapore. I realize sometimes I can be on a silent mode for a period of time. Then suddenly, I will receive a text message from my parents. Hi, have you been busy? Now, I can choose to make excuses. I can choose to rationalize that my personality is such that I'm good in making new friends, but not so good in making, or rather, in maintaining relationships. I can choose to rationalize that I'm not my wife. My wife is an expert in small chats, but I'm not her. My gift is serious chats, not small chats. I can choose to make excuses, or I can choose to acknowledge that I need to learn to honor my aging parents better by caring for their deeper need of fellowship. I choose to repent. So help me, God. By the way, I'm blessed that God gave me a chatty wife. The truth is that my wife chats more with my parents. So brothers out there who are trusting God for a spouse, please do not be afraid to marry a chatty girl, for she will chat with your parents. Just a little tip. Anyway, a deeper need that our aging parents may have is the need for fellowship. During the COVID-19 season, our aging parents may feel lonely as they are confined at home, especially if they are staying on their own. Let us honor them by caring for their deeper need, by making time to fellowship with them. If they are not staying with us, we can make use of technology to fellowship with them. Another deeper need the aging parents may have is the need for affirmations. While I may not be so good with fellowship, I think I'm better with affirmations. In February, my siblings and I, together with our spouses and our children, we celebrated my dad's 70th birthday. During the celebration, each family presented a special item to my dad. My family decided to present a list of facts. We decided to share about 70 good things about my dad. Now, I came out with most things in the list, while Liancho and Kairos came out with some of them. And what surprised me was how easy it was for me to produce the long list. You must understand that my dad and I do not always agree in everything. He has his strong opinions while I have my strong opinions. There are times we have to agree to disagree. However, even with that, it was still so easy for me to list down so many good things about my dad. Friends, what does this mean? This means that if we want to, if we choose to, if we make time for it, we can always find good things about our parents and affirm them accordingly. I hope that some of you would give this a try. We can care for our parents' deeper needs by taking time to affirm them from time to time. Now, I don't think they need affirmation because they need their ego to be stroked. Firstly, everyone needs affirmation, especially if their language of love is word of affirmation. Secondly, our aging parents may need an assurance that they have not lived their lives in vain. After the celebration, my dad sent us a thank you note. Here is an excerpt to his note. Thank you for the birthday celebration. Thank you for the positive memories, assuring me that I have not lived my life in vain. During this COVID-19 season, many families are forced to spend more time together. This is a crisis, but this is also an opportunity for us to make time to affirm our family members, including our aging parents. We must not underestimate the power of affirmation. It may touch their hearts in a deep and profound way. Fellowship and affirmations are some deeper needs that aging parents may have. Another deeper need that some aging parents may have is the need to contribute. Perhaps as they are growing older and frailer, they are wondering if they can still contribute meaningfully. Perhaps while some aging parents enjoy being pampered and just enjoy their retirement years, some other aging parents prefer a more action-packed life. They want to contribute still, be it to the family or to the society. Allowing them to do so would meet their deeper need. I think my mom is one of such aging parents. My mom is one of the most hardworking persons I know. When she was still a businesswoman, she would work tirelessly to manage the business together with my dad. She doesn't manage the business any longer, but she would always find something to do, be it church work, cleaning the house, or helping to look after her grandchildren. And once again, my wife is better than me in meeting my mom's need, my mom's deeper need to contribute. Whenever my mom is with us, I would just ask her to rest, while my wife would think of ways to occupy my mom. As my parents are currently staying with us due to the COVID-19 situations, my wife decided to teach my mom how to cook. My mom picked up the skill and she has been cooking for us regularly now. I thank God for a good wife who is so good in meeting the deeper needs of my parents. Brothers, please be assured that a chatty girl can do much more than just chatting. Just another little tip. Why should we honor our parents? Firstly, because it is a command, God's command. Secondly, it will bless you. Verse 16b. So that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. The fifth commandment told the Israelites that if they would honor their parents, they would live long. Longevity, and that it would go well with them in the promised land, which speaks of God's blessing, loving care, protections, and provisions. And in case there is some doubt that the promise of blessing applies to God's people in the New Testament, here is what Apostle Paul asserts in Ephesians 6, 2-3. Ephesians 6, 2-3. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Not just on the promised land, but on the earth. Friends, the promise of blessing still applies today. The blessing of longevity and God's other blessings still apply today. Now, does it mean that if we honor our parents, we will automatically be able to celebrate our 80th, 90th, or even 100th birthday? Does it also mean that those who die young are people who dishonor their parents? While Bible scholars may disagree on how to interpret this promise, allow me to offer some perspective here. Firstly, there can be many reasons why somebody lives a long life, while somebody else lives a short life on earth. For instance, if we honor our parents, but choose to eat jiak wei tiao 3 times a day, or be a couch potato 24/7, then it could be these other factors that shorten our life on earth. There can be many reasons why somebody lives a long life or a short life on earth. Secondly, God has a unique plan for each person, which includes how long we live on earth. Psalms 139:16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Just because we live a short life on earth, it doesn't mean that we have dishonored our parents. Jesus died at the age of 33 and a half years old, and he clearly honored his parents on earth. Stephen died young as a martyr of the gospel. There is no evidence he died young because he dishonored his parents. God has a unique plan for each person, which includes how long we live on earth. Having said that, the fifth commandment is still true. The promise of blessing or longevity is still true. As such, I believe that God wants many of his children to live until a ripe old age to fulfill his purposes on earth. However, for several individuals, God does assign them a shorter life on earth for his divine purposes. That's for the blessing of longevity. How about for the other blessings? That it may go well with you may not always mean material blessing. God wants to bless his people holistically, not just materially, but also emotionally and spiritually. God wants to bless our health and relationships too. God wants to bless us that we may be a blessing to people around us. God will provide for our needs and we'll be able to bless others even if we are not wealthy materially. That it may go well with you does not mean that we will live a problem-free life. In this fallen world, we will have troubles. We may also experience persecutions as we live our lives for the kingdom. We'll not be free from troubles, but we can be well holistically in the midst of troubles because God's hand is upon us. Now, why does God specifically attach a promise of blessing to the commandment to honor our parents? Is God looking down at us? Does God believe that we will not do it unless there is a reward for it? That would be offensive to many people. Many people would assert that they will honor and care for their parents wholeheartedly, even if there is no reward for it. No, I don't think that God is looking down at us. I believe that God is trying to highlight the importance of upholding this commandment. Once again, the virtue of honoring parents would contribute to the formations of a stable family and a stable society. And perhaps It is also because God knows that sometimes it is hard to honor our parents. As such, perhaps God is giving us an assurance to keep doing it, even when it is hard to do so. For instance, perhaps you are part of the sandwich generations. Here is the Oxford definitions of sandwich generation. Sandwich generation is a generation of people, typically in their 30s or 40s, responsible both for bringing up their own children and for the care of their aging parents. In a way, I'm part of the sandwich generation, even though my parents are actually self-sufficient. I can identify with the pressure of juggling several major life responsibilities. Firstly, I'm responsible to fulfill the call that God has placed upon my life. Secondly, together with my wife, I'm responsible to raise my child well and to help him to fulfill the call that God has placed upon his life. Thirdly, my wife and I are responsible to honor our parents, which include caring for their physical and deeper needs. Each responsibility can be quite overwhelming in itself. And when we combine the three of them together, wow, it can be triple overwhelming. And the COVID-19 situation just makes it worse. As such, those who are part of the sandwich generation can remember God's blessing as an assurance from God when things are getting too overwhelming. Assurance that He's pleased with our decisions to honor our parents. Assurance that God is watching over us. Now, perhaps some of you have been abused, mistreated, or even abandoned by your parents. And perhaps till today, your relationship with your parents are still very much strained. You know that God commands you to honor your parents, but you are honestly struggling to do so. As such, if somehow the command to honor your parents is not enough, then God's assurance of blessing may give you a little push. God will bless you when you choose to honor your parents. And if somehow you don't care about being blessed, think about your spouses and children. Think about your future descendants. If you are blessed, then your spouses, your children, and your future descendants will also be blessed. And if somehow there is truly nothing good to say about your parents, then perhaps not speaking evil about them is a way to honor your parents. And if you are a Christ follower, I pray that you experience the depths of God's love and forgiveness to enable you and to empower you to honor your parents even when it is humanly impossible. I pray that Psalms 27:10 would bring comfort to you. Psalms 27:10. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. If you have been abandoned by your parents, I pray that God Himself will be a father and a mother to you, and that He would compensate you with the depth of His grace. Why should we honor our parents? Firstly, we should honor our parents because it is a command, God's command. We can honor or give weight to our parents by obeying them, respecting them, and caring for their needs. Secondly, as we honor our parents, God assures us of His blessings. We do not honor our parents in order to be blessed, but God has decided to bless us when we choose to honor our parents. Allow me to wrap up my sharing by sharing with you this video. Let us watch it together. Say,
before someone dies!
How easy it is for us to forget what it was like when we were once family. The times we shared. How easy it is for us to forget how to love. How easy it is for us to forget how to smile. Easy to forget.
Papa, it's me, Papa.
Hey, you're going to be a little bit. You're going to be a
But it's even harder not to love.
Ma.
Papa, Mama, 吃饭。
仔，吃饭。
Family is forever.
The first half of the video points to a picture of imperfect parents. The father in the video loved his son, but struggled with his temper. Indeed, no parents are perfect. But the commandment is clear. We are to honor our parents regardless of their imperfections. The second half of the video points to a picture of loving parents. The father in the video loved his son with a tough love. It was tough, but it was love. And I submit to you today that this is how our Heavenly Father is also like. There are times our Heavenly Father would love us with his tough love. For instance, he commands us to honor our parents regardless of the pressures and obstacles we are facing. But as we are willing to obey, we'll experience breakthroughs in our lives. We will receive His blessings and we will experience character growth. And as we allow God to mature us into Christ-likeness, then we'll be able to shine for Jesus in a greater measure during this COVID-19 season and beyond. Shall we pray together? Our Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us with your tender love and tough love. Today we ask you to strengthen our resolve and to empower us to be able to honor our parents better. Please mature us into Christ-likeness so that we'll be able to shine for Jesus in a greater measure during this COVID-19 season and beyond. Today, I entrust those who have been mistreated, abused, or abandoned by their parents into your good hands. Please heal the pains and the wounds in their hearts. Please help them to experience the depth of your grace in a profound way. I also entrust those who have lost their parents. Please comfort them with the comfort that only you can give. Please fill their hearts with your perfect peace. And as we linger for a while longer in prayer, today I also want to give an opportunity for those who are yet to know Jesus to respond to God. Friends, God loves you so much that He sent Jesus to die on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of your sins. God also wants to pour His love into your hearts, that you will be able to love others with His unlimited love. If today you want to receive Jesus into your heart and life, please follow after me in this prayer. Dear Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Right now, I invite you to come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Help me to become the kind of person I was created to be. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends, if you just said yes to Jesus, your friends, together with Hope pastors and leaders, would love to get you started in your new walk with Jesus. You can scan this QR code or you can follow this link. If you are watching through Church Online, you can click on the banner or you can speak to our online ministers. They would love to help you and serve you. If you want to be connected to our church community, we have created an online Facebook group community. You can join the Facebook group by clicking on the link. May God bless you and keep you. Let us love our families. See you next week.